light of the world, you stepped down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Light of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became born. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May the grace and peace of the ascended Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Who's happy this day has come? I want to know who's happiest. I think there's several contenders. We'll just let it be that we all, whether we are students, whether we are parents, whether we are teachers, whether we are siblings, there's a lot here to rejoice in. A lot of quality relationships over many years, some going back 11 or so, some more recently added, all important and gifts from God. We are privileged as a parish to have a school, to have a place where our young people can go to learn what is most important about life. And they've finished this phase of the journey, and we are here to give thanks to God and rejoice with them. We do so in these holy mysteries. We do so in these mysteries where our hope is all wrapped up in the salvation that God has given us through Jesus Christ, His Son. So, as we approach His Word, as we approach His sacrament, we prepare ourselves by acknowledging our sins, saying that we haven't always loved God and loved one another as we have known we should. So we cry out for His mercy.
You raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You bring light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father, you taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. In that Spirit, give us right judgment and the joy of His comfort and guidance. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, let love be sincere. Hate what is evil, hold on to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Anticipate one another in showing honor. Do not grow slack in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, endure in affliction, persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the holy ones. Exercise hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Have the same regard for one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. The word of the Lord.
Send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Bless the Lord, my soul. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you have made them all. Your riches. Bless the Lord, my soul. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord last forever. May your thoughts always please the Lord. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Bless the Lord, my spirit. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts and kindle in us the fire of your love. Alleluia.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
I commend our students for choosing some challenging readings. Readings that I think have a lot to say about the years that you have ahead of you, hopefully applying things you have learned here. I, too, graduated from 8 years of parish Catholic school, Blessed Sacrament Catholic School in Midland, Michigan. The next 4 years of my life were not ones that you could say by any means were the closest that I'd ever had to God. In fact, they were some of the ones that I spent farthest from Him. I hadn't learned or I hadn't remembered some of the things that I think were most important to remember. So, I want to share with you some things that I think is important for you to remember. Things that you can use in the next 4 years. Things that I think will have a great deal of application in high school and in the rest of your lives. The first is to remember that you have an eternal destiny. Jesus just said, don't fear the one who can destroy your body, but the one who can affect your eternal destiny. That's important. You have an eternal destiny, and that is a truth that I think a lot of attention in our world is placed on obscuring. A lot of folks live like this is all that matters. Sometimes just the present, maybe you sacrifice now for 5 or 10 or 20 years later, but this life is all there is. Do you know differently? Do you know that this life is short in compared to what is ahead, and this life is a preparation for something eternal? Things that you have learned here, the countless times that you have prayed, the many activities that you have done have attempted to embed in you something crucial, something that I think is at conflict with much of the culture around us, that this isn't all there is, but you are an eternal being with an eternal destiny, and that is worked out in the years ahead. Second, your worth, value, and dignity come from your creation in the image and likeness of God, and your redemption as a son or a daughter of God. Your image, value, dignity is rooted in something divine. Now, is that what the world says? Oftentimes, things around us conspire to persuade us that your value is rooted in something like looks, or what some of the other people, some of the perhaps popular people, say about you. Has to do with the color of your hair, or your height, or athletic prowess. Well, we can thank the Lord for His gifts in these areas, but that's not what your worth or dignity is rooted in. There is something about you that's important, that you are made in the image and likeness of God. And part of that is having a conscience. And then you've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. It is your value in God's eyes that is your greatest and incomparable value, not in other competing interests. From that flows another truth, that God has a plan for your life. God made you with a purpose. Are you interested in what that purpose is? He'll show you. It's not a game of hide and seek or cat and mouse. He just wants you to desire it because He won't force it on you. It is something that you need to choose. And we choose it by disposing ourselves and praying for it and trying to align our will, not to our own preferences only, but to a will that is wiser and much more loving than ours could ever be. God has a plan for your life. And He wants to show it to you as you ask Him and seek Him for it. Another thing to remember is that mistakes that you make along the way, I can attest to this, do not cancel His plans. And you'll make mistakes. Hopefully they'll be on the smaller side. Maybe they won't. But mistakes don't cancel His plan or remove His love for you. You get a second chance. He's really good at contingency plans. He will never leave you or abandon you if you don't give up on Him. God has a plan for your life, and mistakes that you make don't cancel the plan or remove the love. Honor those who help you. Good friendships that you have with one another. Good teachers who have sacrificed in order to impart something that they think is important and is their privilege to provide, but is still your benefit to receive. Honor your parents who have sacrificed in order to give you this opportunity. And there's probably going to be some times in high school where that's not going to be the first thing you're going to want to do with your parents, is honor them. But remember their love, their commitment, the example that they have given you. Always honor those who have helped you. There's many ways to say this last point. It's more blessed to give than receive. Jesus said He came to serve, not to be served. He also said, if you try and gain your life, you'll lose it. You have to lose your life in order to gain it. I'll sew some of these thoughts together with this. Be a giver, not a taker. We live in a selfish age. But it is generosity of soul and service to other that provides the greatest satisfaction and the greatest riches. I think I've mentioned this before a number of years ago. Before I went into the seminaries in the Ann Arbor area, I know lots of folks who worked very closely with Tom Monahan, who was one time one of the richest people in the world. He did have over $1 billion. He sold Domino's, and he said his goal in life is to be penniless. So he had a lot of money. And there might be some things that he does or doesn't do that we might take issue with, but he's a man of faith. And he said, this was somebody who had $1 billion. He said, you know what really gets me happy? You know what really provides me joy? He says, it's going down to the missionary trips to Honduras and going into villages where everybody's on a mud floor and providing them with an income or medicine. He said, you know what really gives me joy? He says, when I can talk to other businessmen who have, in the world's eyes, everything that could be imagined, but don't know what's good or true and are miserable, and I can tell them about the joy of Jesus. And I'm saying, reading this, hey, those are my favorite things to do too. It's in serving others. It's in being used by God. It's being a giver, not a taker, that you get the most. If you do these things, remember that you have an eternal destiny. Your value and dignity don't reside in what others think of you, but in your being a child of God. That God has a plan for your life. That your mistakes don't cancel the plan. If you remember to pray and honor those who have helped you, and you're a giver, not a taker, then I promise that the great hope of this day, the joy and expectation of this day, will not only be fulfilled, it will exceed your wildest imaginations.